Amplify Devo. Be refreshed, be renewed, be restored.
Hi Amplify listeners. In today's Amplify Devo, we will be talking about receive His kindness. And the scriptural reference can be taken from 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 7. So David said to him, "Do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan your father's sake, and will restore to you all the land of Saul your grandfather, and you shall eat bread at my table continually." Have you ever been in a situation where you misunderstood somebody's kindness as resentment? Maybe that person has been helping you or wanting to help you with the best intentions, but because you had a wrong impression of that person, you always thought negatively of his or her actions towards you, and you tried to avoid that person. Well, I was one of them, or rather, I was a victim. A schoolmate of mine thought all along that I was a proud person. Maybe it was how I looked, but this person didn't like me in the first place. The times I thought I was showing kindness or being helpful, I was being shunned away. It was not until I was about to leave school that this person apologized and said that actually, I was a very nice person. I was being misunderstood, but was glad that it cleared up. This happened to Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan in the Bible. Remember Jonathan? He is David's best friend and King Saul's son. Mephibosheth was lame on both feet. In 2 Samuel chapter 4, we see that when he was 5 years old, Israel was being attacked, and when they got news that King Saul and Jonathan were killed, the nurse or caretaker of Mephibosheth took him and fled in fear. While they were hasty in fleeing, he fell and could no longer walk thereafter. After that, he resided in Lo Debar, which means pastureless. He stayed in the house of Makar, which means sold. Sometimes when we read the Bible, God hides meaning in names of people and places. Through these meanings, it gives us insights that Mephibosheth could probably have sold his rights or resigned to a life living in fear and barrenness. He was from the royal bloodline, but he gave that up because of wrong belief. He also probably thought that life was cruel and God was punishing him. Even the place where he stayed probably lacked food or bread. Even when King David took over the ruins and defeated the enemies, he didn't go to find King David. I believe he feared him. He probably thought that since his grandfather King Saul was after King David's life, King David might not spare him if he saw him. But what he didn't know was, King David was trying to find the remaining household of King Saul to show his kindness. Mephibosheth misunderstood not only King David, but God too. Aren't we like Mephibosheth in some ways? We were all fallen and lame in life without God. Without God, our lives are barren and we live in fear. And sometimes as believers, when we misunderstand God's intention or heart towards us, we become spiritually lame too. We could not receive the blessings and grace that God actually wants to give to us, either because of our unbelief or misunderstanding of God's heart. That's why some believers are not fruitful, and there's a lot of strife in their lives because they did not receive the blessings of God. At times, they think that they have to earn God's approval and blessings. They have to achieve something from God before He is delighted and releases His blessings over them. And when they fail or think that God is against them or disappointed with them, they shun away from God and the assembly. Their lives became pastureless, and they sowed their sonship away because of unbelief and misunderstanding of God's heart. It wasn't until Ziba, a servant in the house of Saul, told King David about Mephibosheth that King David found and summoned him. I love how 2 Samuel chapter 4 verse 5 says that King David sent for him and brought him out of Machir's house in Lodibar. And take note of how Mephibosheth reacted when he came into the presence of the king. He fell on his face, prostrated on the ground. He wasn't prostrated because he was giving great awe and reverence to King David as a king, but he did so because he was very afraid and feared for his life. He was afraid that King David would kill him to totally wipe out the last member of King Saul's line. You see, when you have a wrong belief about God's heart and intention, it will cripple you with so much fear that you end up on the ground of dirt. You are unable to see the glory of God and the beauty of God and His blessings over you. You end up seeing dirt and eating dirt. But King David said to him in 2 Samuel chapter 9 verse 7, "Do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan your father's sake, and will restore to you all the land of Saul your grandfather, and you shall eat bread at my table continually." King David finally can show the grace and kindness he has been longing to give to Mephibosheth. Then Mephibosheth bowed himself and said, "What is your servant that you should look upon such a dead dog as I?" The word bowed here in Hebrew is sahar, which means to bow or prostrate, paying homage to a superior or God in worship. He finally had the right belief of King David and God, and that led him to change his posture of fear to a posture of worship and reverence. And indeed, from that day onwards, Mephibosheth received back all that was rightfully his through his grandfather Saul, and he no longer lived in Machir's house at Lodebar, a place where he sold his birthrights and lived at a place where it's pastureless, but now he resides in Jerusalem, God's city, and he also ate at the king's table continually as long as he lived. He was more than a servant, but a son to King David. Let us not misunderstand God's grace for us. Don't let fear cripple us from receiving His kindness towards us. Jesus has already paid the heavy price for us by sacrificing His life so that we can live in righteousness, not by our works, but by His finished work on the cross. Righteousness ties closely with kingship. Don't live like a pauper, as Mephibosheth did for so many years. But today, because of God's righteousness imputed to us through the blood of Jesus and through faith in Him, we can sit at a king's table as sons and daughters of God. We are heirs with Christ. What Jesus has, we can have too. And Mephibosheth had a young son called Machir, which means who is like God. Let us remember that we are made in God's image. We are holy because God is holy. We are not of the world, so let us not live like the world does, but how a righteous king would. And lastly, I like how this chapter ends by saying in verse 13, "So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he ate continually at the king's table, and he was lame in both his feet." It felt as if the Holy Spirit wanted to remind us that Mephibosheth continued to dwell in Jerusalem and ate at the king's table, not because he worked for it or earned it at the end, but he wants us to know that it started off with God's grace, and it will continually be God's grace and favor that will continue to dwell in God's presence and enjoy His blessings. Nothing we do can continue or stop God's kindness and blessings over us or take away our kingship. It is only by His grace. So let us come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and grace in our times of need, as mentioned in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let's receive His kindness. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before You with gratitude for Your word that brings light and understanding to our lives. Thank You for the powerful lesson we find in the story of Mephibosheth, a reminder of how easily we can misunderstand Your intentions and live in fear, missing out on the abundant blessings You desire to bestow upon us. I lift up each listener knowing that we all have moments when we misunderstand Your grace, living in fear and uncertainty. Lord, I pray that the eyes of our heart may be open to the truth of Your love and grace. Help us to recognize any wrong beliefs or misconceptions that may be hindering us from fully receiving Your blessings. Just as King David showed kindness to Mephibosheth, I pray that Your grace will abound in the life of those who engage with these words. May they experience a deep revelation of Your unconditional love and mercy. Let fear be replaced with trust and misunderstandings with a clear understanding of Your heart towards them. Father, we acknowledge that like Mephibosheth, we may have sold our birthright and lived in spiritual barrenness. I ask for a transformation in the hearts of those who hear these words. May they embrace the righteousness offered through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, understanding that they can now sit at Your table as beloved sons and daughters. Lord, break the chains of unbelief and self-condemnation. Grant us the wisdom to approach Your throne boldly, knowing that it is Your grace that sustains us and allow us to dwell in Your presence. Help us to live as heirs with Christ, embracing the identity You have bestowed upon us. As we reflect on Mephibosheth's journey from Lo-Debar to Jerusalem, may it serve as a symbol of the transition from a place of lack and fear to a position of abundance and confidence in You. May Your grace be the constant force in our lives, allowing us to continually dwell at Your table and enjoy the blessings You have prepared for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you have been blessed and touched by God's love and want to receive this gift of salvation from God today, say this prayer together with me. Heavenly Father, I come before You just as I am, recognizing that, like Mephibosheth, I may have misunderstood Your intentions and lived in fear. I acknowledge that without You, my life is barren and filled with uncertainty. Today, I want to receive the grace and kindness from You. I believe in Jesus Christ, Your Son, who paid the price for my sins on the cross. I confess my need for a Savior and I ask for Your forgiveness. Please wash away my sins and transform my heart. I accept the righteousness offered through Jesus' sacrifice, and I desire to sit at Your table as a beloved son and daughter. Thank You for Your unconditional love and mercy. I choose to trust in Your grace and to live as an heir with Christ. May my life be a testimony to Your goodness, and may I dwell in Your presence continually. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you have said this salvation prayer for the first time and believe that Jesus is your God and Savior, congratulations, you are a child of God now. Do find a local church and get yourself a Bible and continue to tune in to our Amplify podcast too. Write in to us to let us know that you have received Christ as your Savior on our program so that we can celebrate with you too. God bless you, and may you experience a wonderful journey in your life with God from today onwards.
Come the grave. I am the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. Jesus, you have overcome the world. Jesus, you have overcome the world. Jesus, you have overcome the
You're listening to the home of local Christian music, Amplify Podcast. Make loud his praise.